Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Kingdoms Queens podcast. We are officially 9 days away from NFL kickoff, 10 days away from the Chiefs playing in Brazil. There is an unbelievable amount of information coming out today. The big news of the day, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift officially got engaged, which is so exciting. We are so happy for those two. And the Chiefs, just right before we logged on, released their 53-man roster because those cuts happened today. So lots to talk about tonight, and let's just dive right into it. I am your host, Lexi.
Hey, y'all, what's up? I am Jody. I am sitting here. What's You're up, literally
it's 1:07 a.m. What's up, Jessica from the UK at 1:07 a.m.? That's amazing.
Wild time. 1:07 here in Kansas City. I am sitting here getting a first reaction. You're getting a live reaction about the roster because it literally
just came out.
Just came out at 7 o'clock. So just some.
I know. I gotta pull it up too.
I'm like, wait, I gotta look at it, y'all. So just some like quick news. It looks like Big Bob Robert Tyen got waived,
which I don't understand.
I think we'll bring him back to practice squad, but we can get into all of these details. Looks like Pennell got waived. Elijah Badger got waived.
Pennell, I'm confused on. I can't believe he didn't make it. I mean, of course, we could bring him back too, but.
Right.
Interesting.
Looks like Brownlee made it. Hold up. What is happening?
Brownlee made it? Wait, hold on.
Yep. Let me look at this. Okay. So your quarterbacks are going to be Patrick Mahomes and Gardner Minshew. Okay. We're keeping four running backs, Kareem Hunt, Elijah Mitchell, Isaiah Pacheco, and Breshard Smith.
Okay.
Shocked about that. I thought he would have. He was on the bubble for me there on between practice squad and, but okay.
Right.
Keeping eight wide receivers. Now, this is where it gets me a little bit. Just quickly reading this, right?
Where are you seeing the?
And three tight ends. I'm looking at Mac McMullen's post.
Okay, I got to look at that.
So, we're keeping eight wide receivers, which this definitely throws me off. So here's the eight: Hollywood Brown, Jason Brownlee, shocking, Nico Remigio, Rashi Rice, Jalen Royals, who is injured, right? Juju Smith-Schuster, Tyquan Thornton, who I think definitely should make the roster, and Xavier Worthy. Now, tight ends, we're only keeping three. This is where I thought we were going to go four tight ends, right?
Yeah.
Seven receivers, four tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
So, Noah Gray, Travis Kelce, Swift, and Jared Wiley. So, I'm really – this – that actually – I want to get into that a little bit more, but that actually kind of throws me for a loop. Offensive linemen, we are keeping nine, which I thought could have also maybe went eight. So
right.
Here. Mike Caliendo, Creed Humphrey, Jalen Moore, as expected. Wanya Morris, Hunter Norzad, Juwan Taylor, Joshua Simmons, Trey Smith, Kingsley Suma-Mataia. Nine defensive linemen, which also, okay. I thought it could go 8-7 for linebackers, D-line as well. But, okay. You could also never have too much D-line, which we can get into this. Mike Dana, Ashton Gelati, love seeing that. Malik Herring, Chris Jones, George Karlaftis, Derek Nnadi, Omar Norman Lott. Charles Minnehue, Jerry Tillery. Also, that's a little, okay. Linebackers. Jeffrey Bassa, Nick Bolton, Leo Chanel, Jock Cochran, Cooper McDonald, Drew Tranquil, defensive backs, Shamari Connor, Brian Cook, Christian Fulton, Jaden Hicks, Trent McDuffie, Christian Roland Wallace, love to see that, Jalen Watson, Joshua Williams, Noel Williams, And then specialist, Matt Ariza, Harrison Bucker, James Winchester. Now, you don't see Nazi Johnson. He's going to start off on the injured reserve, which a lot of people haven't realized that. And you don't see,
unfortunately,
with that shoulder injury in the second preseason game. Specialist, Matt Ariza, Harrison Bucker, James Winchester. Love that. always love seeing James Winchester. What's kind of
tried and true.
So again, going back to guys who you don't see. If I go to the Chiefs, do they break down the injured reserve list yet?
I think it's just in there in the Chiefs post.
I know. I got to go to their post now.
Hold on.
I'm like literally filtering.
It's only three people. It's Jake Briningstool, tight end, Brandon George, linebacker, and then Nazi Johnson, cornerback.
Okay. I didn't see that. So great.
They're the only three. And then.
Because you can only keep three.
And then Ethan Driscoll, they put on reserve NFI.
Correct. So, I wish they would give me the list, like, okay, everybody who's been cut. Oh, they kind of do.
I also can't believe they released Mike Edwards. That was a surprise.
I know. There's, like, so many. Okay. So, let's just kind of name some of the big names who were released. And then we could talk about who we traded and got, who we traded and got rid of, and then who we kept. Jesus Christ. There are so many things here to take in Chiefs Kingdom. Again, so y'all know, our outline today has changed 12 times.
Yeah, so we're just rolling with it.
This outline right here,
This is brand new. This is basically just our live reaction to finding all of this.
Literally. So a few names who I'm shocked by, and you named them too, right? I am shocked by Elijah Badger. I am shocked by...
Mike Pinnell.
Esipole. I was going to say Chris Olerdoken, even though he'll be back.
He'll be on the practice squad, yeah.
Right. Carson Steele, shocked, not shocked.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he was on the bubble real.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to keep him as a running back, right? If Andy Reid is going to keep him on this roster, it's definitely going to be a fullback, not a running back. So
Andy Reid, he was always one of those coaches that would always have a fullback on the roster. But in the past few years, he's had to change that just because of the way the game is evolving. So
correct.
We had him last year, but it wasn't like a huge need, really. Like the fullback position really isn't much of a need. So I get it. Best of luck to Carson wherever he goes. I'm sure he'll be picked up somewhere. Yeah.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points, perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
How do you say his last name? Magdalena. I know that he had some hype. He got waived.
I just liked his name.
And I can't say Chugodrick's name.
Chugodrick.
That actually surprises me too. Those are just some of the names that I saw that I was like, oh. Players who were released. So what this means is they've been with the team. They've been in the NFL for more years, so it's not waived. It's more so released. So
yeah.
Cole Christensen, Mike Edwards, Mike Pinnell, Robert Tonyan, Marlon Tuipulotu.
Tuipulotu. I had to like go. Yeah, I know.
So I'm actually really shocked by that. I will say the Mike Edwards doesn't shock me. And I said that this morning when I think he reported it like 8 a.m. or something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he said that Mike Edwards was being released. So the reason why that did not shock me is because he did not have like that great of a training camp. And he didn't really have like a lot of bursts like during the preseason games either. Now, I will say like where you can respect him because he is a veteran presence, and when he was here for us that first year, he was like a ball hawk and he really made a difference in the safety room. Mm-hmm. I feel like the younger guys are truly coming in and like elevating, I guess, what you could say that role is starting to look like. So like Shamari Connor, he's going to probably flex from like a corner to a safety, and that's his original position. So I'm really kind of excited about that. But then again, it's like, okay, Mike, and I was listening to a podcast earlier today when I was driving home from work, and I was laughing because they were like, you know that there's a few guys though who they released, and they're like, don't answer the phone, don't answer your email, don't answer the front door, don't answer this, because they don't think bringing them back.
We want you back. We want you back on our squad. Yeah.
And they said that about like Mike Edwards, Mike Pinnell, Robert Tonyan, like don't answer the phone. Because I really do feel like Tonyan, he went crazy for us.
That's actually probably my biggest, well, him and Mike Pinnell have to be my biggest shock right now. Because
absolutely.
We haven't even gotten into it, but we brought back Derek Naughty, who signed with the Jets this offseason. Brett Veach decided, well, okay, we also, I mean, God, there's so much we have to talk about.
Sky Moore, we traded him to the Niners, a seventh for a sixth, basically, right? So we got, just swapped picks. That's all they did was they swapped.
We got their sixth round, they got our seventh round, and Sky Moore.
And then with the sixth pick that we received, we gave that to the Jets for Derek Naughty to come back, which is funny. It was so funny. I was talking in one of the group chats earlier, and I was like, y'all do realize Veach is going to trade that seventh, like six or seven times before the draft next year, right?
Right.
Like, that seventh is going to be in a rotation for like
That's like fun money. That's like fun money.
That's like your Monopoly $500 bill. Like,
yeah.
That's what that is. So to see Sky Moore, which that's a whole thing in itself. Okay. That last preseason game, or that second preseason game two in Seattle, Sky Moore had a tough day, guys. He redeemed himself.
But
we needed that film because that's what got him to the Niners.
The Niners are like, well, he cooked us in the Super Bowl. So
he's got to be good.
Oh no.
And it's just, me and Lexi were reading like social. And I'm like, what do you mean Sky Moore's had two drops? No. So he wasn't having a good day either with the Niners. Anyway, best luck, Sky. Hope he makes a roster. At least a practice squad. Right?
Well, listen, and the Niners have like 40,000 injuries in the wide receiver room. So
make it. And I did see that they put somebody on PUP today.
They did. So there you go.
You know, they just paid him a whole bunch of money. He went to PUP. Sky Moore, we wish you the best of luck. So Derek Naughty came back, and there's a lot of people who are not excited about that. I think one, it's a very smart move. I think it's a very, very smart move. People are upset about it, but it's almost like they didn't see how we did not stop the run at all during the game. So being able to bring him back to know that that is what he is going to, he's going to be here and be a run stuffer. Like, it's so funny when you watch like analytics, social media, and they're like, but he didn't do this and his numbers are this and he's terrible. Yeah. And he sucks. And it's like, yeah, but he was also coming off of an injury last year. So everybody should really calm down and relax. He should be going into this season. So bringing Naughty back to really help stop the run, I think that's great. Really excited about that. So anyway, back to
And he knows bag system. He gets how everything works. I guess I didn't see Mike Pinnell being the sacrifice to get Derek Naughty back in the DT room. But, you know, I do think, like you said, Mike Pinnell will be back on the practice squad no matter what. Like, he's not in it to like go be a starter on another team. He wants another Super Bowl with this team. So Mike Pinnell is gonna make his merry way to the practice squad and just, you know, be happy if he gets called up. Yeah.
Don't be surprised if he gets called up, because that is a very high possibility.
Yeah.
And I will say, like, I was gonna, the outline I created for us was gonna talk about the practice squad, like, way later in this show. But I think it's important to realize, like, how valuable the practice squad is.
It is huge.
How many injuries we had last season, and we had to, like, tap into that PS squad a lot. So hopefully there is room to bring back all three of those guys, even if it's Mike Edwards coming back and just being more so like of a coach and an educator and just like helping people on technique. Like, he might not be able to do those things anymore, because, you know, he's getting a little old. But that doesn't mean that he can't, educate a lot of the young guys, because don't get it twisted, Mike Edwards was absolutely a ball hawk back in his day.
That's
just where I'm at. Now, Robert Tonyan, let's talk about the tight end room and the receiver room.
That's surprising, yeah.
8 receivers.
Mm-hmm.
3 tight ends. Now, last season we did keep 3 as well. We kept 3 tight ends.
Right.
And literally the same 3 guys. Like, the same 3 guys.
Yeah.
But I was,
Jared Wiley was on the freaking, he was injured most of last year. So then we brought in Peyton Hendershot. But yeah.
Correct. So I think for me, I'm just mostly sad because I was really excited for like big packages this year. I also was mostly excited,
too.
Which now my like Travis Kelce theory has changed completely. My Travis Kelce theory weeks ago was, no, we want him to be at least on this team for like another 2 or 3 years. So there's no reason for him to have a big season, because I would rather see him longevity, right? I would rather him be on this team. I am now convinced after today that this is his last season. This is 100%. Here's my theory, okay? This is not only Travis's last season. Not only are we going to go to the Super Bowl, not only is he going to win Super Bowl MVP, which is crazy because he's kind of...
Hot take. Oh, I like man. That.
He's going to win Super Bowl MVP because he got to go out with a bang with his wedding ring on and his 4 Super Bowl rings.
There you go.
Then... Taylor might release these dates for this tour. However, what's going to happen is she may or may not perform in the 2027 Super Bowl because Travis Kelce will be retired. So this is a little bit of my logic.
I like it. You're starting with the Easter egg type thing. I love it.
I would like for them to have like a baby, but I also really want her to go on tour real bad because I want to go. So
I know we got to go to the next one, but you know, what's going to be insane is how insane the Kansas City tickets are going to be.
And I'm going to be looking at my season ticket holder rep like, so we get first dibs or something.
Yeah.
So that's why I say like my Travis Kelce theory has completely changed. I fully think this is his last season. He's going to retire after this year. And when I was just listening to some other just like KC radio earlier today, they were like, Travis Kelce has not said the R word yet. Like the R word has not floated around, right? But what has been floating around is, I'm going to give it my all this season and make this the best season ever.
Right. Which
could be like an Easter egg towards retirement, but not.
I agree. So, like, I totally feel like if he has a great season and feels like he can play one more, then by all means, like, come back and play again. But I it's hard because if he does win a ring, he just got engaged. It's like the perfect fairy tale, like, ending to, I mean, how could you not, like, if they don't win a ring, do you think he comes back one more time to try again?
Not if he has a 1,000-yard season.
Okay.
I think if he has a 1,000-yard season and say they go to the Super Bowl and they don't lose. Also, we
have season 13. And it's season 13.
We haven't even talked about the freaking franchise. We haven't talked
about
the kingdom. Like, there's so many things.
There's so much.
It's getting like, this is really good.
Now,
episodes.
Listen, I was going to say, this is the good thing we have tomorrow, too, to talk about it.
We also have tomorrow, guys. So make sure you listen to tonight's show and tomorrow's show, because it's clearly not going
to
be the same.
So much good stuff to talk. I'm just,
yeah.
Life is great. No.
He's on the IR, so he's going to miss the first four games of the season. And if you guys, I don't know if you guys are paying attention, he had a really big pass breakup this in the Seattle game and kind of went down weird and he tweaked his shoulder.
Also, can I just say F that field, because like we walked away with so many injuries from that game.
Yeah, that was awful. That was a mess.
That was a whole mess. That's where Jalen Royals got injured. Like, what happened?
It was like storming, raining, like, not storming, but like torrential downpour. Like, yeah. The whole time. I'm like, I don't know what the heck was going on there. So, anyway,
Seattle,
all it rained. To say, we're keeping three tight ends and eight wide receivers. And I think we have like the logic on why we're keeping eight wide receivers. But I do want to like rebut so, that, because I genuinely think we should have kept Tanyan.
Yeah, I agree. And
I don't want to see him on the practice squad. He's better than
he is. And I, you know,
that we kept.
I do think Tanyan will like does want to win a ring, and I think he's at that point in his career where that is kind of where he's at.
Yeah.
So I could see him staying around for that opportunity, and the opportunity if someone gets injured, God forbid, knock on wood, all that good stuff. He could, you know, go in and play, but
he's a difference maker. Yeah, he can really be a difference maker.
And I think like the eight wide receivers, Brownlee, I think is the most shocking one to make it. I think everyone expected Nico.
I actually am a little shocked by Tyquan Thornton too, because I definitely thought he was going to be a practice squad guy. Like he had
I'm not surprised.
Well, but you know how I kept comparing him to Justin Ross. He had a great camp. He had great games, but that doesn't mean you make the roster. That means you're a practice squad guy.
I think Patrick really
needs you.
I get the vibe Patrick really likes him. And I think more than he even liked Justin Ross in the preseason. So I think that probably has a little bit to do with it. But yeah, having eight wide receivers and not Tanya, I think too, you could have had now maybe, okay. So maybe like behind the scenes, right? Maybe behind the scenes. They have a little side agreement with Tanyan, like, okay, we're going to bring you back on the practice squad. There's opportunity for you here. Brownlee, they could see, like, getting snatched up pretty quickly by another team, because there are a lot of wide receiver hungry teams right now, like the Steelers, the Niners. I mean, I could go on and on. So maybe that has something to do with it, like keeping Brownlee around. And then also Jalen Royals is injured. Not to mention Rashi Rice's suspension's coming up in a few weeks. So,
which is why that's why I think they would have kept another tight end, not another receiver.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to go off of like Rashi Rice's body style, yes, Tyquan Thornton for sure. But also, that makes me go Rob Tyen. So,
okay. So, this person's asking what our practice team predictions are. I will say, if the Chiefs could have done us a solid and gotten this list out, not right at the time we were going to start our podcast, I could have had a whole list prepared for y'all, but I can't think about that and do the podcast at the same time. So we'll probably do that tomorrow if it's not already announced by tomorrow, but
yeah,
we'll get that to you sometime. And then this person says that Derek said Tanyan is coming back. So see, that kind of feeds into my, okay.
Okay, good. Yeah, they need to bring him back. I think that shocked everybody. Like, what do you mean he's not on there?
He got a nickname from Travis Kelce, Big Bob. Like, you don't get a nickname if you're crap.
Right. And even if he didn't get the nickname, we saw his production.
Like, right, we saw it, yeah.
And I do also just want to say that he's a very, very nice guy. He's so kind. I met him. Super sweet. Him and his girlfriend, they were just both sweet, very kind. They were just like, we're just trying to learn the city. We're new here. They were great, great people. So shout out to them too. But I'm shocked by that. Now, I will also say this. I think this is the first time the Chiefs have kept eight receivers, like, ever. I remember last year when they kept seven. We were
Yeah.
we're keeping 7. We normally keep 2.
I can't remember a time we kept 8. I'm trying to think. There's got to be maybe like a long time ago, but not any time recently.
So it kind of makes me, okay, here's another thought process to why they're keeping 8. Okay. How healthy is Hollywood Brown? How healthy is Jalen Royals?
Right.
We don't know how healthy Jalen Royals is. Like, we don't know. That's fair. When is Rashee's suspension coming?
Right.
They keep saying it's not going to come maybe till like week 5, but who knows? It could come way later in the season, right?
And yeah, they haven't actually told us.
It could be a matter of, hey, you know what? We could take these first like 4 or 5 weeks with Rashee, go undefeated, God willing. And then that gives Royals, that gives Hollywood Brown a little bit more time to, that gives them a little bit more time to really heal, recover, and come back. Because when Rashee goes out, then it's going to be like, okay, we need you guys to not only understand the playbook, but we need you to be 100% healthy, because we can't really afford any injuries right now. And who knows what Brownlee is going to be like really in the system. So it just really catches me off guard, but I 100% also think that that's solely based off of the injuries we currently are already seeing and the suspension that is pending and on the way. But I still feel like you could take all of that argument and still say you should have kept a tight end.
Right. You could have, yeah.
You still could have kept a tight end. Like,
I do not disagree. I do not disagree. Yeah. So it's definitely shocking, but it's like we knew all of those things before we kept Brownlee. So I don't know. There's a method to the madness from Veach. So
absolutely. And now I will say this, and some people are not gonna like this. I am so sorry. Mecole Hardman is not coming back to this football team, guys.
Oh yeah. No. Someone asked that earlier. Jessica asked that earlier. That's just a rumor. He is not coming back
to the, we kept 8 wide receivers. Okay. If there was a window, if there was one, it got slammed completely.
Listen, and I thank Mecole for all of his service in the past few years and Super Bowl champ and all that good stuff. But it's not here anymore.
It's not. Okay. Sometimes you just have to let go of the relationship, and it can be really hard, but you just have to do it. And it's okay.
And clearly the Chiefs love to do that, because I don't know what it is with the Jets, but we did it last year when Mecole went to the Jets in the offseason, and then he ends up back here, and then Derek Nnadi goes to the Jets this offseason and it ends up back here. So
the Jets
has like a weird thing we're doing.
The Jets, the Saints. I'm like, I don't know.
The Bears.
I'm like, I don't know what this relationship is, but okay. Like, sure. Right. Whatever. Okay. So we did keep 4 running backs, which not surprised by that at all. I feel really good about the running back room. I'm just like, I feel really good about it. I think the running back room.
I'm not mad at it at all.
I still think we could have kept 3.
I think. See, now here's where. Okay. So it must be about the depth, because I'm not understanding. And I'm actually someone who really wanted Elijah Mitchell on this team. Like, I was very excited about that signing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But he didn't show me that much in preseason and camp to earn a spot over Tanyan, over Big Bob. I'm not understanding.
All right. Ding, ding, ding. And this is no disrespect.
Okay? No. I don't mean any disrespect.
Isaiah Pacheco looked great.
Oh, Kareem, too. Kareem had a good run, too. I was like, all right.
That's what I was going at. We already know what this is going to look like, guys. Okay. Isaiah Pacheco, he's going to take 1st and 2nd down. Okay. That's what's going to happen. You're going to see Kareem Hunt 3rd, 4th down, goal line. That's what's going to happen. Short and inches. That's where you're going to see Kareem Hunt. You're going to see Isaiah Pacheco run as hard as he can into a wall. That's what's going to happen. And I need him to never almost give himself a concussion ever again.
Oh my God.
I was like, Jesus Christ. But I think that just shows his fight and his hunger. So I'm very, I think this is another topic too, right? Don't you think maybe last season scared the SHIT out of them, and now they feel like they have to have depth in all of these rooms?
Yes.
And maybe.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's exactly it.
Maybe Travis is really just that healthy and spry right now to where they're like, we can keep three tight ends. I mean, we remember
when he is. I mean, I do think he is that healthy and spry.
He was definitely heavier this time last year. The boy had more weight on his body. He does not. He's very like lean.
He was in honeymoon phase with Taylor Swift last offseason, right?
Yeah, so that, clearly eating.
She was making him Pop-Tarts, sourdough bread, all the good, salad. Right.
Like, Tay-Tay, you got to help us.
Smoothies, yeah.
Like, girl.
Protein shakes. I know she can do it.
I have more faith than anything. They love Trader Joe's. Like, I know this for a fact.
Right. So, yeah,
I think that he like is very much like, okay, like we got to go all in and all out this season. And maybe that, and I know that we haven't had the new franchise episode hasn't released yet, which is going to release on Friday.
Soon. Yeah. I can't wait.
We'll see that very soon, y'all. But there's a clip that was already starting to kind of circulate around about Travis Kelce being like, I can't go out like that. So And it actually starts off like, I know we gave you a lot of time this offseason to think about if you wanted to come back or not. That's how it started. And then he said, I can't go out like that, which kind of also makes me think this is his last season, right?
I know. So, I
am like, okay, they must. Travis is probably like, put the team on my back. I think that's like the vibe and the energy I'm getting this year.
Definitely. 100%.
And Patrick are very much like, we gonna figure this out one way or another. Put the damn team on my back and let's go get this ring. And that's really the energy I'm getting right now. And I try not to be like a homer, but that's like really the energy I'm getting. So that's kind of it for the offense. Like I said, your two quarterbacks are Patrick Mahomes and Gardner Minshew this year. Gardner Minshew did not win the job out. Patrick did, and he will be second.
You said Patrick won the job.
He won the job. I will say, before we switch, okay, so who's the punt returner? Is it Jalen Royals, Nico, or Tyquan? Well, it ain't going to be Tyquan. Is it Jalen? Is it Nico? Or is it Xavier? Who is
I think it's Nico. I think it's got to be Nico.
It has to be Nico, right? Like, he's especially
with Jalen. Yeah.
I feel like it could balance between him and Jalen, but we're also like, how healthy is Jalen?
Right. So I think, yeah, and I feel good about Nico. I like him for that job. I think we could see Breshard Smith, maybe, if I think he'll be on the – when they have the two back for the kick return, I think it'll be Breshard and Nico.
Yeah, I don't think they'll put Jalen back there just for injury reasons.
Maybe in the future, but not right now.
Maybe next season, you know what I mean?
And definitely not Xavier Worthy, because they need to rely on him more than any other wide receiver this season. So,
you know, I would like to see Zay get 800-plus yards this year. So, no, that's the last place I want to see him at. So offensive line, right? We definitely have a little bit of depth there. I will say, no, I'm not surprised by anything on here. So I'm not surprised by any of the depth.
And they always keep a lot of depth. Yeah.
Especially on the offensive line. Hence y'all saw everything that happened last season. Now I will say, this was the first game where we seen Jawan Taylor. Why's my phone going off? We seen Jawan Taylor. He started at right tackle and he looked pretty damn good. So I was like, all right, I'm not mad at this. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, our starting offense, what we saw in that preseason game versus the Bears versus their starters, because they played theirs as well, it was very promising.
Like, and I don't want to hear anybody say the Bears don't have a good defense when their defense was very decent last
year. Their defense is incredible. Yeah. Maybe not incredible, but their defense is good.
They were really good. Like,
very good.
Yeah.
And I think they probably got even better this offseason. So that's a pretty good test. Now, granted, very vanilla game plans by both teams, of course, but like, still. And our defense looked really good, too, on top of that. Yeah, so.
Absolutely. So, very happy with that. So, we can kind of talk about the defense for a little bit. So, defensive line, right? I kind of want to talk about the line and the linebackers, like, together, if that's possible. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Brought back Derek Nnadi. And I just have like a few thoughts about that, because if we remember, Spags had Omar Norman Lott add weight this year. He had him gain weight during training camp this season, because it felt like they wanted him to kind of come in and be like that run stopper, right? Like they that's the role that they wanted to transition him into. Now, I will say I hated it personally. because I'm like, well, that's not like who he is. Like, that's not what his role is.
Right.
Kind of see him play there. I was like, I'm not really a fan of this, because you already know how I feel about when Spags makes people gain weight. We saw what happened with Drew Tranquil last year. He slowed down and he looks like he's a lot slimmer this season. So bringing Derek Nnadi back, you could tell that there was like legit reasoning to why they did that. It was, we were getting gashed in the run. It doesn't matter. Like, the secondary was doing what they needed to do. They looked good, but we could not stop the run at the line. And so being able to go out and just bring him back, I kind of see like what the vision is there. And it would be nice to see ONL. I'm just going to call him by his initials. It would be nice to see him kind of go back into what his role was when he came out of college.
Agreed.
So, we'll see like what that adjustment means. But I also think that that says that like Spags wasn't really happy with what he was seeing with the guys that he had. And that's not necessarily like a bad thing, but I'm glad that they were able to kind of go in and make that adjustment early versus late, especially if you guys can remember all the way back to the draft, every team went out and got like two running backs. So like most teams plan on running the ball against us this year because they saw what the Eagles did, right? So I'm really glad that they went out and kind of made that adjustment now. Like, you could be nervous that Derek Nnadi didn't go through a full Chiefs training camp this season, but he's done it several times before.
It's not like he was on the couch either. He was in another training camp. So it's not, so he's still in football shape.
And even though it probably wasn't nearly as tense as ours, because it was very hot.
Well, no one's is as intense as Andy Reid's.
Very hot in Kansas City this summer. But it's really great to see him back. Now, I will say, I was kind of shocked to see like some of the guys playing like later into like the third and the fourth quarter or so.
Yeah.
I was a little shocked by that, but I also think it was just more so like, okay, let's make sure that these guys really are in game shape. For instance, and I know we're not talking about DBs, but like Christian Fulton, like I better see a lot more from him.
Yeah, I think he's who you're talking about, right? Playing into that fourth quarter. That was surprising, but I will say I think it's partially because he missed so much of training camp that I think Spags really wanted him to get those reps because he did have that injury. I think he'll be good. I think he just needs a little more time in the system. So I think you might see him struggle a bit in the first few weeks. But I think mid-season, I think he picks it up, and I think he's going to be really solid for us. So,
well, I feel like he's going to have to, right? If you have,
he doesn't have a choice.
Right. If you have like Nazi going on the IR and he's going to be out for the first 4 weeks, your secondary is Trent McDuffie,
Jalen Watson.
You know what I'm saying? Jalen Watson, who didn't have like a super strong camp. You know what I mean? Joshua Williams is there, but I don't think that that's somebody they're going to lean on originally. I feel like they're going to put Fulton in over him. Right.
Oh yeah, and absolutely.
Unless he's cooked, like unless he's out there and he's completely gassed. But then it's like Brian Cook. He was just okay. Like, I don't feel like he was super strong either through camp or
any
games. So I'm actually like, honestly, I thought between him and Mike Edwards, I was like, okay.
Well, I think they're more privy to Brian Cook just because of the history and all that, you know, he was their draft pick and all that stuff. But I want to touch on Jaden Hicks had a really good preseason game on last Friday. Like, I don't think he's talked about enough. I know we're all very excited about our offense and have a revamped offense and all that kind of stuff, but I was watching him and I'm like, man, that guy was everywhere. He was flying around. And I think he, I'm so glad, is going to be leading our safety room this season because we need a guy like that back there.
Year two, is going to be fantastic. That dude is a freaking baller. We've seen like the production that he had for us last season as a rookie. Like, dude is a baller.
Crazy.
And I love like seeing how him and Trent work together because you could tell that he's just learning so much from him. I'm sure he also did learn a lot too from like Justin Reed because I mean, dude hits very hard. So I'm sure that
he's there.
But I am just very happy with the production of Jaden Hicks, and he literally is only going to get better at this point. So I'm still interested to see how the DBs turn out.
Me too. I think people are, you know, the casual NFL fan still thinks our defense is going to be carrying the Chiefs this year and has paid zero attention to the moves we've made with our offseason with our offense. So
hey,
I was listening to, like, I was trying to get into some fantasy podcasts this week since we have all of our fantasy drafts coming up. And I'm like, let me just listen to what the experts, quote unquote, are saying. And I got to this one yesterday. I call it out. Let me see if I can find it. Fantasy footballers. And they have a big listening. So I'm listening to it. Yeah. They, you know, some good advice for like your top picks, that kind of thing. Then they go into who is your must not draft, right? And he's like, I'm nervous to say it, but Patrick Mahomes. And I'm like, okay, let's hear why. And he's like, well, for the third season in a row, you know, he had a down last two seasons and it took him till week 9 to even have a good game last season and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, and he's like, their defense just continually carries them. They have no, like, basically said we have no weapons. I mean, they went on and I'm like, you guys call yourself experts and you've paid zero attention to our offseason. We finally have a left tackle. We have an offensive line that's incredibly solid. We have an inordinate amount of weapons for Patrick Mahomes. I don't know if you know, but he is going to be on a revenge tour this season. Like, I don't know how you could pass on Patrick Mahomes this year. Like, you're an idiot. And I can't wait to go back to that and be like, I'm so glad you passed on him in your draft because
I will say this. I would be very weary of picking any of our receivers. Hell, it's 8.
Right. We can say it about our receivers. It's for the same reason I wouldn't draft the Bills receiver.
Now, if you picked any of our receivers, it needs to be like Xavier Worthy.
Xavier, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. You know what I mean?
I think that's a safe pick.
Well, but I feel like you kind of know how we go. Every game is somebody stands out. One game is going to be Juju. One game is going to be Travis.
Right.
One game is going to be the Noah Gray game. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
every receiver, and when I say receiver, I mean tight end, everybody's going to have at least 4 targets, okay? Like, in a game. So, it's like, what do you do there? So.
Right.
So I'm very
well, interested. And I would say Rashee Rice, but we just don't know with his suspension. But that would be the receiver I would take if
absolutely. If I could pick anybody, I would take him. I literally just told one of my friends the other day because they were drafting, and I think he was on like round 5, and Rashee was still available. I was like, man, just go add him to your depth chart. Just go add him to your depth chart because he's not injured. I'm like, not injured, going to be suspended 4 games. He's going to be productive for you at the beginning or the end of the season.
Or the end, yeah.
Either way. So I'm like,
somewhere in there, he will be productive. Yeah.
Add him to the depth chart. You can't go wrong with that at all. He was like, okay, yeah, that's smart. So,
yeah.
So, those are my thoughts about the 53-man roster. Again, there were some guys. We kind of talked about all the trades and all of that craziness that happened. People who used to be on the Chiefs but were cut today. So it's
crazy. Yeah.
And honestly, well, I'm not even gonna start with that much disrespect. I'm gonna start with somebody who was on the Chiefs and they made it to a 53-man roster. Justin Watson made the Texans receiver room. Now, granted, he may be like the last receiver on that team. Okay, he might be the 5th or the 6th string.
Because they have They have some good wide receivers.
Absolutely.
They drafted some good ones too. So,
but is Tank Dell back?
No. Right. I don't think the whole year. I think he's out.
So Tank Dell's not back. So I get why they like went out and got somebody else. And you know, the Texans, that's another team that loves going to get some people from the Chiefs because they still have Tommy Townsend. Yeah. So shout out to them. But guys who got caught. Tommy. Yeah, I love Tommy. Guys that got cut that were ex-Chiefs that are no longer on the Chiefs. Mecole Hardman got cut out of Green Bay. Clyde Edwards-Helaire got cut off the New Orleans Saints. And Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Oh, yeah.
Got cut from the Seahawks today. So kind of crazy that Patrick Mahomes won a ring with all of these dudes. And y'all continue bash this man about how he ain't that. He ain't
y'all
like
y'all do not give Mahomes enough credit.
And he's very much like that. And these dudes are not playing on an active roster. Honestly, how is what's his name who went to the Bears? Safety.
Went to the Bears. A safety
got hurt. Not the Bears, the Browns. The Browns. He got hurt.
Thornhill?
Juan Thornhill, does he still play in the league?
He's on the Steelers this year.
Oh, he is?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay.
I mean, I don't know. Well, he what? Let's see. Did he make the cut?
That's definitely an upgrade over the Browns. So not mad about
that. Yeah, it definitely is.
Congratulations to him for that. Joe Tooney, Joe Tooney has been going crazy in the Bears camp. Just like seeing,
yeah, him, I think,
like aggressively throwing men around.
I think our guys are used to going up against Joe Tooney. Well, no, he didn't even play in preseason. Never mind. Forget what I just said.
No, he didn't. I mean, yeah, no, he didn't play in preseason. But like,
oh, but wait, no, he didn't play. Never mind.
He throw men around in camp, like when they had joint practices and stuff. I was like, oh, look at good old Joe out there throwing men.
But around. Our D-line moved very well against the Bears starting O-line minus Joe Tooney. So that's promising. Charles Amenihue and Chris Jones like combined for a sack, and Caleb Williams shouldn't have taken it, but you know.
Caleb Williams looked terrible, but I guess that doesn't matter. Can't wait to see what that looks like this season. But anyway, so I guess those are just all of my thoughts about the 53-man roster and who's here.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully we know the practice squad tomorrow so we can talk about the practice squad tomorrow. Great.
Right.
Fantastic. Let's get to the real news of the day because it wasn't this. Okay. What's up, the 53-man roster? Which, again, Brett Veach was supposed to give us this information at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. It came out at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Right.
So, you know, you know.
Just how the Chiefs operate.
Just how the Chiefs operate. But as you guys know, the world stopped again. I don't know how these two continue to stop.
I mean,
everything that happens in the world, but Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce got engaged today, which we knew it was coming.
We all saw it coming.
Yeah, I was like, we knew it was coming. After they got engaged, I actually said, I wonder how long they've been engaged.
Right. So yeah. I guess the Swifties,
Kelce, say today that they've been engaged for about 2 weeks now.
Yes,
and
I think they decoded it to that he basically they streamed the podcast, right? They did that 2 weeks ago, and then after that, Travis was going to take her out to dinner. But instead went and said, let's have a glass of wine in the backyard. And then she walked out to that. So I think what happened was the people setting up in the backyard did all of that while they were recording the podcast. And then he walked out and proposed to her with that.
Where did they get that information from?
The Swifties are FBI agents. So I don't know, but they are. They literally figure out everything.
I'm like, who leaked the news? I just laughed because Ed Kelce was like, yeah, I asked him when they were going to tell people, and Travis's answer was whenever Taylor's ready. And I'm like, I know that's right.
Smart man. Right. Smart man.
Now, a lot of people also don't realize 8-carat ring, 8-carat vintage inspired ring valued at $550,000. So there is a very huge page on Instagram. It's called Bride. And they are the ones who kind of put all that information out there. And I was like, oh my goodness. First of all, gorgeous ring. Very on brand. Very, very, very on brand. Like, I also want to know, like, Travis, how long you been working on getting this custom ring made? Like, how long did this take?
Right.
So
did this take a whole year? Like,
literally, like how? And probably not, because when you're rich and you have a jeweler and you're like, this is for Taylor, they gonna figure it out as quickly as they can.
Yeah, this is for Taylor Swift. This like trumps any. Yeah,
I'm sure there. I mean, you know, people forget, but Travis Kelce is really the GOAT when it comes to tight ends. So I need people to remember to put some respect on his name. That man got clout like that also. So I just, it's such a beautiful union and I'm so excited and so happy for them. It just cracks me up because there were so many people that said that this relationship was fake. And that it was really just for PR and that Travis was just there for the money and just all of the different stupid storylines that you could hear. Whole time they pop out married. So yeah, they probably are married low key. And nobody knows.
Right. Honestly. They've probably been married for like a year and this is them just finally being like, oh yeah, we're engaged.
We're finally telling the world. Ha ha. So yeah, but no. So
he practiced his proposal during the New Heights episode. Because remember, did you like he had a whole segment where he like was so kind and just ranting and raving about everything he loves about her. And then Jason was like, should I step out of the room? And Taylor's like, yeah, maybe.
I think I remember seeing that. I was also heavily working on my laptop on my couch drinking a glass of wine while I was listening to this episode.
And it was a lot of information too.
And then it cut out and then it came back on. And I'm like, okay, y'all, please, like, I'm going over to Apple.
Get it together.
Be able to listen to this without any interruptions. So, no, I'm very excited for them. But, I mean, this just, and I kind of pushed my agenda earlier. This is Travis Kelce's last year. I don't care what anybody says. He's not coming back. This is very much his last year. He is tired of going to St. Joe and sleeping on his bunk bed. Weather. He is tired of being out in the heat. I will say he did not punch anybody this year, so that is exciting.
he actually broke up a few fights, so
right, like look at you stepping up, being the big man.
I don't know if I'm fully on board with the retirement thing. I understand why people think it won't surprise me either way. If he retires, I'll be like, but I'm going to enjoy every single moment of him this season and for whatever.
Oh, you better.
Yeah. And just enjoy every moment, y'all. Just enjoy every moment because we don't know what the future holds. I don't even think he knows what the future holds. He might, but
yeah,
he does. But I think just enjoy every bit of Travis Kelce that you're going to get because him and Patrick Mahomes, it's a chemistry that we've never really seen. I mean, you could say the same for Brady and Gronk, maybe Montana and Rice, but outside of that,
that's for Brady and Gronk. You could say that for them.
Yeah, right. So
Brady was playing with a whole bunch of bums at wide receiver two in the wedding ring. So
Patrick did it. He had Travis. Sorry to the bums, but
bums. We appreciate
do appreciate you. Oh shoot, I just lost my train of thought. I was gonna say something. I think it's really remarkable as a Chiefs fan to see the growth that Travis has had throughout the years. We saw when he first came into this league and he's, you know, jacking off refs and he's doing all kinds of stuff.
Partying with me at Power and Light.
Oh man, partying Power and Light.
Eric Hosmer, like, come on, baby. That was back when that 14 was great.
Can I tell you, my sister interned in LA, in Los Angeles, like, God, how many years ago? 8 years ago, maybe. And Travis had a house out there with Kayla, and she was invited to a party at his house out there in LA. I was like, you're okay. Yeah. I'm not even in Kansas City out there.
Baby, they was outside.
That
was the year because Pat wasn't a starter yet, but the Royals were balling. So all the energy that we have with the Chiefs right now was shifted to the Royals then.
Right.
And we would be at McFadden's every other weekend, y'all.
See?
And they would be in there buying the bar. It was crazy. So it was really good to see Travis grow the hell up, because he was very much very childish, very a-hole, very I'm that dude. Like,
it's a whole different human, and I'm so proud.
I don't know who this man is. I often say I don't know who this Travis Kelce is, because I grew up with Travis Kelce, and I remember him when he.
We all know such a different person, but
absolutely
not to say he was ever like, and he wasn't a bad guy. He was just young. He was in the NFL. He was partying, living it up,
living his best life as he freaking should. No wife, no kids. He was outside, and I love it.
Now he's in his Taylor era, and we absolutely love it. And I love that, like, how much she's embraced Chiefs Kingdom, and she loves football. Like, they were talking on his podcast, and she at first thought it was, like, the offenses and the defenses lining up at the same time. And then she's like, then I realized that was wrong. And it's,
well, she's kind of wrong. You guys, it's the offense of the other team.
Yeah.
You're not necessarily wrong. So
she wasn't wrong, but yeah.
I have a point.
I also think, like, her dad being so into football, I think her dad used to play football, if I'm not mistaken. So I think he's just got to be overjoyed that she found such a gem in Travis Kelce. And
I can't wait till somebody shoots their shot at me the way Travis Kelce shot his shot.
Right, we all deserve it, man. We all deserve it.
Make me a damn friendship bracelet, okay?
I want the effort.
I would like one with a little diamond in it. I mean, it can be beads, I guess.
Right.
I will say, though, that there was a tweet today on Twitter that had me cracking up. And they were like, you know what? I respect Taylor so much for waiting to announce her engagement after Andy Reid's press conference.
Oh, my God.
So I quote tweeted it, and I was like, yeah, it's because she's a real football girly. Like, she knows what's up. Like, you got to let these words out first. So I'm just cracked up.
And then,
so funny.
So shout out to Mike Dana, who, you know, okay, so this morning's press conference, it was Andy Reid and then Xavier Worthy spoke. And then there was just this really long pause where we're waiting for Mike Dana to come on. And I look at my phone and I'm like, oh my God, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift just got engaged, or like they just posted it. And I couldn't believe it. And that was insane. But then I'm also like waiting for this press conference to resume, and it's taking forever. And I'm just like, so now we know it's going throughout the Chiefs locker room. Travis Kelce's just chilling in the locker room with this news just flying everywhere. And then poor Mike Dana has to come on.
Talk about share collaborator. Yeah.
Oh my God. So Mike Dana is the first Chief to speak after this huge, insane, world-breaking news. And he's just like, I don't know nothing. I know nothing. Like, don't ask me nothing. It was so cute. And then he just went like on and on about how great they are as a couple, and just how great that kind of love is when you find it and you know. And he went on to rave about how good Taylor Swift's Pop-Tarts are that she makes. And then they were like, well, what are you going to get them for an engagement gift? And he's like, well, anything they want is probably a little out of my budget. I'll get Taylor some Pop-Tarts in return. He's like, but I can't make them, so maybe just a box of good old Pop-Tarts.
Absolutely. Get the cinnamon sugar or the strawberry. Oh,
it just cracked me up. I was like,
you can never go wrong with the strawberry, huh, Mike? Get that one.
So the cool thing was, I posted that to Twitter, and then ABC News found my post, apparently, and went to my profile and figured out we have Kingdoms Queens and shouted out our podcast in an article with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce getting engaged. So
Lexi's texting me. I'm working. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, look at your phone. I'm like, ugh, I'm working.
You get breaking news on your phone from the ABC News app, and it's literally you see our name. Like, that's crazy to me. So
when I tell you,
shout out to them for getting engaged.
I don't think y'all get that my phone lives on Do Not Disturb because things like
ours do.
And then I get 1,000 text messages, 1,000 notifications, and I'm like, "What is happening?" And then I was laughing at this post earlier because it was. God, what was the guy's name? I can't remember the guy's name. Sorry, bad memory today. But he was like me being on lunch, breaking the news to all the Swifties because I got an Adam Schefter. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift got engaged. I'm like, no, facts.
Hilarious.
That's exactly how it went. Because there's nothing but Swifties that I work with. And I was like, hey, guys, guess what? However, I did have a good conversation with one of our mutual friends, Lexi. I'll tell you later. And she was saying how she was at work today. And they got an email to the whole people team. And the email was like, okay, nobody's paying attention today because Taylor and Travis got engaged. Everybody enjoy the rest of the day with your loved ones or whatever it is you love. See you tomorrow. I was like, wow. I was like, this is such a Kansas City thing. So I thought that was honestly, very cool. And I cracked up because I was like, yeah, it's a holiday, guys.
Honestly, like in Kansas City, I'm surprised everyone didn't just like send their employees home. Like, all right, wrap it up. Did you see, I mean, there was an entire college class where the professor sent the class home because he's like, no one's gonna be able to focus. Everyone go back. Like, we'll try again tomorrow.
I had to still work hard today, guys. Somebody got to still pay the bills. So.
I know.
Anyway, it's very important. Go ahead.
I was going to touch on what you said too. I saw this influencer, this guy that used to be on The Bachelor or whatever. He posted a TikTok and he's like, yeah, I got a notification today. Like everyone, all the brands are like, don't post any sponsored content today. Everyone's focused on Taylor and Travis. Like,
absolutely.
If don't anything, bother. We'll resume tomorrow.
Switched to TNT. We're going to have to start a poll soon about if it's going to be Travis Kelce Swift or Taylor Swift Kelce. Because who knows what's going to happen there. It's going to be, it should be Travis Kelce Smith, but I get it.
Right.
I get it, but you know.
I think we'll definitely do the combined last name thing.
She's going to take that man's last name and smile with that.
You know, one thing I think, right. One thing I think about her is I think while she is like such a modern woman, such a like feminist, like her own person, totally. I think she's a little traditional when it comes to love and wanting a love story. If you listen to all of her music, all of her throwbacks, this is all she's ever wanted is her love story. Like,
yeah,
I could listen to the song Love Story and cry because this is all she's ever wanted.
Absolutely taking that man's last name. And I am here for all of it.
Love it.
Anyway, that's all we got today. We do have a lot of cool things coming up. We just can't talk about none of them yet.
Just a little teaser.
Going through the folders in my head. I was like, nope, can't talk about that. Nope, can't talk about that. Nope, can't talk about that. Anyway, lots of cool things coming up very soon. Working out the kinks still. And as we know them, sorry, I'm also clearly deciding to read and talk.
Sunlight shining in on my face right now is incredible. I said the sunlight coming in on my face right now is incredible.
Yeah, sunlight is crazy because it's definitely dark here. It's almost dark.
I might be elsewhere, but I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, I'm like, it's definitely dark here.
It's light wherever I am.
That is so funny. What is happening? Jesus Christ. Okay. Yeah. So make sure you tune in to us to make sure everything that is getting ready to happen soon. I'm like, which podcast are we on? Make sure if you have not downloaded Underdog, use promo code Kingdoms Queen.
We're about to start getting into all the NFL betting next week.
I need to start thinking about all of our brand sponsors on this platform.
I know. We'll get those organized for next week.
I know. Continue to use Pink Lips Cosmetic. It's fantastic. And she just rolled out a whole new blush collection that is insane. I decided that I'm a blush girl all of a sudden. And I love it, even though I have like nothing but just eyebrows on today.
You know, I haven't been a blush girl in a minute, but
oh my God, I've tapped into my blush girl era, and I love that.
Blush era, let's go.
Boulevard Brewery, it's time to go get a nice cold chill beverage. The weather in Kansas City was perfect today, by the way. It was like, it was like 72, sunny, no clouds, and a light breeze.
So I think Kansas City is in the fake fall right now.
It was perfect today. I was like, oh my God, how do we keep this forever?
Right.
It was really good today. And yeah, other than that, I don't think we have anything else for y'all.
No, and then we'll get into more tomorrow on our
absolutely other show. If you are listening to this episode right now, please make sure that you like and you subscribe. And you hit the share button and the retweet button and all of those things. And we are very happy that you are here with us. Tomorrow, we will be live on Arrowhead Addict at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to really talk about literally everything else we didn't get to talk about. The Kingdom, franchise, practice squad, more Travis and Taylor, all of the things.
I'm sure they're going to surprise us with something else tomorrow. So,
yeah. Taylor's been having like a countdown every other day. I'm like, girl.
Yeah, she's releasing all these different album variants, which are cool for people.
Because y'all are going to buy all 20 of the same albums.
Listen. That is smart as hell. She is smart as hell, businesswoman.
I'm going to release this one album in 17 different colorways. It's almost like Michael Jordan with like the ones or the
literally.
Sixes. I'm not mad.
Because Patrick Mahomes and all his shoes, all his different colors.
Yeah, it's colorways. Okay, I'm not mad at it. And we will have episodes next week because I'm not traveling anymore. So there's that. We can talk about week one next week, so that'll be good. But other than that, it has been so great to be here with y'all tonight. Almost over 2,000 listeners, so that's fantastic. And yeah. Again, make sure you like, follow, subscribe to the King of Queens on Twitter, X, whatever platform you want to call it, Instagram. Make sure you follow both me and Lexi on all social platforms. And other than that, we will see y'all tomorrow on Arrowhead Addict.
Love y'all. Bye.
My wine was delicious.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.